If you've ever traveled by train in France, you'll recognize this. That's the sound used by France's national state-owned railway company, SNCF. You hear it in train stations across the country before an announcement about an arrival or a delay. And today in France, once again, there are so many delays. That's because SNCF workers known as cheminots are on their second day of nationwide strikes. These protests come in response to President Macron's planned reforms of SNCF, which is in a lot of debt. Now some other sectors are following suit, and everyone seems worried about Macron's push for major labor reforms in the country. There are a lot of pieces to this. Sophia Fischer is a journalist based in Paris, and she's here to break it all down for us.
Basically, Macron's plan is to turn the SNCF from a government-owned company into a publicly listed one, and to open it to competition. Because the commercial laws in the European Union require any government-owned rail service to be opened to competition by 2021. So basically, he's stating that he's just complying to EU law. But in order to do this, the government says it has to prepare the SNCF to this upcoming competition, and it has to make drastic changes, which is mainly scrapping employment benefits for the rail workers. But in general, it's part of a bigger plan to cut state debt and overhaul labor policies.
Now, you say that there's actually been some significant misreporting here in the U.S. over this story. So set the record straight for us.
Even in France, you know, we have some misreporting of many things. First, I mean, it is actually quite wrong to think that France is a very union pro country when only 11% of workers are actually in a union. But the biggest misinformation is when it comes to these benefits that are going to be scrapped. There is a huge misinformation about these benefits.
So what are we talking about in terms of the benefits? What exactly is on the chopping block?
Just to be clear, this concerns about 130,000 people who actually have these benefits and what we call the cheminot status. So this can go from lifelong employment, except in the case of, you know, gross or serious misconduct, obviously, retirement to 50. And this, for instance, the retirement at 50 is a very good example. People tend to scream whenever we say retirement at 50 because for the rest of the population, it's 62. But they have to have worked between 41 and 42 years beforehand, like everybody else, to be allowed to have their full pension. So they would have had to start working at 8.
So how do the French feel about this overall? What do the numbers tell us?
Really 50-50. That's actually quite interesting because what's at stake here is really, you know, the battle for public opinion for France's soul, because both sides know that the French voters treasure their welfare state. So it's really half-half, more or less.
Do French people have confidence in Macron's ability to tackle the high unemployment?
It depends on at what cost. What this is really going to show here is if his pro-business liberal idea of reforming France's economy will work. And if he's going to stand down, if he stands down these strikes, then it's going to show his ability to push through all the other plan changes, such as the complex pension reform. The party is really seeing this as not only as an indicator of his ability to stand firm, but also, you know, to show if he's going to be able to push through all the other plan changes.
And what should we in the USA and listeners around the world take from what is happening in France now?
I think that the context is important because it seems as though when Macron was elected, there were many articles in American press that compared him to our French Obama. But what was not given in context at the time was that we do not have the same relationship to liberalization and to public service than you do in the US. So Macron's take on public service and on the labor market is a severe change in what the country is used to. So all this, all these strikes, apart from the mayhem that it is creating, is not some kind of French anomaly or, you know, a funny anecdote about the French way of life. It is a very strong feeling that we have to protect the public service that we have been fighting for since the 50s.
Thank you very much, Sophia Fischer, a journalist based in Paris. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.